This is Rewind, and I'm on the red carpet as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. visited the Paley Center in New York City. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. The agents on television had an interesting run. They had to live up to the cinematic universe in terms of scope and story. Not easy. Let's go to the red carpet. And we're going to start off with Skye herself, played by Chloe Bennett. Talk about those scenes between Skye and Grant, kind of like a Silence of the Lambs kind of moment.
It's a little creepy, isn't it?
Yes.
Chianti Fava booth. Clark will tell you about that. It's weird because Grant has almost taken a literal approach to it, so it's different because we don't see each other as much as we do last time. So when we really get into these scenes, it is a little creepy. Like, it's a weird dynamic. It's kind of heartbreaking a little bit because there's so much history, and I really do believe that he is telling the truth and that he won't lie to me and that he does have a good intention now. I think whatever he did last season, it was because he was a loyal person to Garrett, and he was almost brainwashed by Garrett in a way. But I really don't think, I still think he really loves her in his own weird, effed up way.
And for her, this year, she definitely has skills.
Yes, she's a lot different. May has been her SO, and I think that's clearly rubbed off on her. She still has that Skye in her, but she's matured a lot, and it's been nice to kind of play that. It's like a completely different character this season.
Great, nice to meet you. Good luck with the series.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
There is more of Rewind with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the Paley Center in New York City in a moment. This year, Coulson is running what is left of S.H.I.E.L.D., and here is Clark Gregg with his perspective.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
You know, what's Tony Tolato from Sci-Fi Talk. What's really cool is Coulson is rogue a little bit this year, yet he's also trying to get the band together, and we know he doesn't like to fly economy. What's that like for you to kind of play this side of Coulson?
I didn't realize how much I was missing it. You know, there's something that's odd, as I said, about being the representative of a giant super secret organization, you know, even though so much of what Nick Fury stands for and what Coulson believed in about Nick Fury was the way it was protecting people from threats they didn't even know about, it was clear that something was wrong there. And to kind of be made head of S.H.I.E.L.D. by his mentor, the incomparable Nick Fury, at a time when there is no S.H.I.E.L.D. and all they've got is a George Foreman grill and a couple of pop guns. There's a lot that's bad about that, but there's definitely something pure about that mission that really works for him. You said it best. There's something really fun about going rogue.
And he also is working with mercenaries, too. That's a new wrinkle to everything as well.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's hard. He knows that some of them have been driven to that point by how much S.H.I.E.L.D. has let them down. But on the other hand, they're very different than the people who are doing this because they believe in the cause. And that's something that's always been at the root of Phil Coulson.
And lastly, talk about some of the guest stars you've had this year. It's great to see Adrian Pasdar.
Adrian Pasdar's been killing it.
Yeah.
As this kind of J.J. Jameson-esque nemesis for Coulson and General Talbot. I just started doing some scenes with Kyle MacLachlan. They've written this incredible character for him as Skye's dad. He's got more levels and secrets than even Chloe knows about. Adrian Lickey, Henry Simmons, I'm a huge fan of. And also, the fact that a lot of the young actors who are part of the show as regulars from the beginning, Chloe Bennett, Ian DeCastecker, Elizabeth Pinstridge, also B.J. Britt at a certain point, they were people, characters that no one knew. And in Marvel, everyone's known the characters for 30, 40 years. So there's a real task to be done by those actors and by the writers just to introduce themselves and get the audience to know and care about those characters. When I got to see the last episode of Screen Comic-Con last week, it was very rewarding because a lot of people are really concerned about Fitz, and you realize how much that character has landed. And they're really worried about Agent Simmons and kind of in the belly of Hydra. It's really nice the way the audience has embraced those characters. It makes our job a lot easier this year.
I'm glad Coulson lives.
More with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the Paley Center in New York for Rewind in just a moment. Next up is one of the executive producers and Jeff Loeb.
Hi, Jeff. Tony Tolato, Sci-Fi Talk. Been a big fan of yours, your comic books, Heroes, of course.
Thank you.
So what is kind of like the mission of the show? Seems more action-oriented this year compared to last year.
I think really, I'm not sure that there was a different mission, but certainly in talking with our showrunners, Jeff Bell and Chris Chacharon and Jed Whedon, you know, the idea is to keep up the momentum and the urgency. You know, it really is a different show in the sense that when we started last year, S.H.I.E.L.D. was this giant, you know, Jeff Bell likes to talk about it, like, how do you root for the NSA? You know, this secret organization that can tap any phone and get anywhere and do anything and basically oversees any kind of law enforcement agency. And now, as you know, if you've been watching the show, we're the underdogs.
Right.
We're hunted. They're branded as terrorists. There's an entire organization out there in Hydra which is doing nothing in order to help that image. And so it's keeping that going that really, I think, gets people invested in the show. And when you've got a lead like Clark Gregg, you know, who's now the director and is running the operations for it, I think what we're really finding out is that, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. It's not an easy thing to run that, and it's part of the reason why Nick Fury, you know, did make some questionable choices. So, you know, is Coulson going to be faced with those same kinds of choices this year?
Now, I would assume there, because of this being a shared universe, there's some coordination with the movie people making Captain America 3. So do you guys talk a little bit as so this way you know where they're going with their plots?
You know, it's so funny because when people talk about Marvel, they see us as this giant octopus that's swallowing up the universe, which by the way we are. But in fact, we are still very much a small organization. And in particular, when we're working on Agent Carter, which is the first show that we're actually doing in conjunction with the studio. So Kevin Feige and Louis Esposito, who are the co-presidents, you know, and I talk all the time. And so we very much, everyone who works on the show has a very clear picture as to where they're going in the motion picture division. We know where we're going in the television division. And then both of us always funnel back into Dan Buckley and Alan Fine and Joe Quesada in the publishing division so that it is a place where we do hand off things right and left. And there are little moments that sometimes there's stuff that we've planted in the show that isn't going to pay off until ways down the road because you haven't seen the movie yet and the movie's coming out in a year and a half.
Right.
And so it's that kind of, you know, just kind of sharing a shared universe is something that's very important to us. And I think it's really helped our audience to be able to become invested in our characters in a way that is unique and can only be done at Marvel.
Well, I love the new season so far. It's
thanks
awesome.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
I also spoke to Ming-Na Wen, who plays Melinda May.
Hi, how are you? Tony Tolato, Sci-Fi Talk. You know, what I love about her is that she just kicks ass. Talk about that scene with the motorcycle. That was just awesome.
Oh, I loved it. To have Harley Davidson make a S.H.I.E.L.D. motorcycle for us was incredible. Yeah.
So, I mean, how long did it take to shoot something like that?
Like any other stuff that we do, we have 8 days, 9 days at the most to shoot each episode, and each episode is like a mini movie.
Yeah.
So that took a day, half a day to do. And we had to get off the road after a while because we only had, you know, the stretch of road that we were able to rent out before rush hour.
Now, as we found out last year, she was really on the team to kind of watch over Coulson.
Right.
And she's still doing that. Kind of talk about that aspect of her character. And how does that, is their relationship going to change a little bit as a result of that this year, now that they're all rogues?
Well, I think she's always, you know, watched over him. And this year, with this new season especially, because he can change for the worse. You know, this alien blood in him is sort of like a disease. You don't know where it's, you know, where it's going to go and how it's going to change him. And I think for her, she's filling Coulson's old shoes since Coulson's filling Fury's shoes. And she's taking that job very seriously because they're trying to rebuild S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are all rogue. And so how does that, playing that aspect of it, you really don't have anybody to watch your back. You're on your own.
Yeah, but that's how S.H.I.E.L.D. was, you know, founded on,
right.
I think. And you know, like with any large organizations that get a little bit too big and kind of loses its basic values and fundamental belief, it allows for corruption to come into play. And that's what happened to S.H.I.E.L.D. And now it's kind of like cleaning house, going back to basic, and hopefully we can rebuild S.H.I.E.L.D. having learned our mistakes. Because Hydra is a very, very evil, large opponent to deal with.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Great to meet you. Really love the show. It's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you so much.
And I love the way you kick ass on the show.
Here's a special bonus interview from Paley Fest with Sean Pertwee.
Sean, just one quick question. You know, there was something, the way you carried that character, that told me he was military. You confirmed that at Comic-Con with us. And there wasn't a line of dialogue, just the way he stood and he acted. How much of his arc do you know going forward of for Alfred?
There's an arc that I talked to Bruno, but it was also a Bible that I'd written, a character Bible that I'd written that I actually presented to Bruno on the very first day of shooting. I tried to stay away from a lot of the literature that would be written by him, because, you know, you have to find the truth in your own character and your own voice. And I was delighted, but then only recently I started reading back on Alfred Thaddeus Crane. And you know why he was called Pennyworth? Because in one of the early books during the Second World War, he used to carry a cyanide tablet in a penny. So his life was worth a penny, Pennyworth. There's all these really fascinating colours and textures I found about the character that I later on read. We discussed it, and he's ex-Marine, seconded to the SAS.
Yes.
Why would Thomas Wayne entrust his most precious object in the world to a butler? He's got to be pretty badass, right?
Yes, he is.
Now, so you'll start to see elements of why he's under the employ of the Waynes. By episode 10, we just shot an episode, which is just extraordinary, which for me, which is where I'm released on today.
Cool. And as far as, we saw some sword fighting going on a little bit between the two of you. Is there going to be a little more of that coming up? Like some other training?
Yes. There's a lot.
And he has no problem kind of teaching him those ways?
No, because this is what Alfred knows. You know, the thing is, he doesn't know any, like, hi. Like any way of to find a connection, to connect to the young person. It's difficult connecting with a teenager, especially if you're working for them. You know, if it's football, fair enough, or soccer, as you'd say, football. But he's a very driven young man, so he finds something, which I don't want to give a spoiler away, which is a hook, which is a way in, to have a language and a trust with Bruce. And then they work together. You suddenly realise how much of an enabler, which has been overlooked in the franchises before. We've always seen the warm elements of life, but you've never seen actually who initiated a lot of this behaviour. It didn't just happen when he was 25.
Yeah.
It happened, it's innate, and he's skilled.
Well, it's great. I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with them. I love your performance so far.
Special thanks to the Paley Center, ABC, and Warner Brothers. You get customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, special episodes, all this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. Now with over 1,000 episodes uncut and a special limited time offer, free lifetime access. Click on the link in the show notes. There's no anonymous signups are allowed. Thanks for listening to Rewind. I'm Tony Tolato.